Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This interview here with Rory Dames, the head coach of the Chicago Red Stars, is brought to you by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. They are our presenting sponsors, DaspitLaw.com. Rory, first off, number one, thank you for doing this interview on short notice here. But also, first, a big congratulations getting to the final. I know you get over the hump now, getting past the semifinals. What does this mean, number one, to you personally, and then the franchise?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on, and thanks for all you do to cover the league and give it exposure. It was definitely a good day in Chicago yesterday. We've been close a few years, but for whatever reason, haven't been able to get over the hump. So I think to finally get that semifinal monkey off of our back was big, and to be able to get the Portland Thorns monkey off of our back in the same game was even bigger. But we have a special group of players that have been down the road before and have been pretty focused since the start of last season, and have set some goals and are pretty close to finishing checking them off the list.
Now, look, I know this is a difficult season for everybody in the NWSL, and I have spoken to you before, television games with ESPN, and, you know, players in and out this year. Some players and coaches have called this a season of three seasons in the NWSL. How hard has it been to get players sort of refocused coming back from World Cups and things like that? Because I think that's sometimes lost on the normal fan.
Yeah, the World Cup year is always rough. You know, you're trying to manage your players, keep them healthy, and keep them in form before they go. And they're obviously playing in the league and contributing to the team. But it's hard to not expect them to have their mind elsewhere a little bit. And then there's obviously the time during the World Cup where some of your more influential players are gone, but you're relying on the group that you have and have been working really hard for you to that point. And then obviously you have after the World Cup. I'm very fortunate as a coach that our players that were at the World Cup are incredibly vested here in Chicago, incredibly vested to the club and the community. And, you know, Sam came back 3 days after Australia was knocked out and scored a hat trick for us to go down and beat Orlando. And we tried to give our U.S. players a week off last week. And outside of Julie, who we basically told her she needed to go away, you know, the other ones all took 2 days and we're back in training. So just very fortunate to have a very committed group of players of that level. And it's helped make our team what we are.
Yeah, you got a lot of wonderful players. And I know a lot of people want to ask about Sam Kerr and her ability as a striker. What has it been like to coach her? Because she is an exceptional talent, her movement. She's got some qualities that are without a doubt different. What's it been like to be in and around her, coaching her, and working with her?
Sammy's made some big improvements this year, not just from a tactical and technical standpoint, but from a mentality standpoint. You know, I don't think anybody can understand the pressure she felt going into the World Cup and basically having the hopes of the nations riding on her shoulder. And the way she handled that and the way she took care of herself leading up to it and her preparation was impeccable. So it was a little disappointing to see them go out when they did. But the other part of Sam would be, besides being an incredible soccer player, she's just a great person. And her energy is high all the time, and it's fun. And it's focused when it needs to be, and it's lighthearted when it needs to be, but most importantly, it's contagious. You know, and when the person that leads your line up front and the person you look to win games for you kind of has that demeanor and carries herself like that, it spreads through the group. You know, and I think we were very, very fortunate to have Kristen for the years before Sam, and we're blessed to have an incredible striker then. And we've been blessed these last 2 years to have Sam. And just the energy and the vibe she brings, you know, and she's a competitor and she wants to win, and she drives the group from the front.
Rory Dames joining us. Chicago Red Stars coach has taken them to the final. They ended up second during the regular season. So we've got the number one North Carolina Courage taking on the Chicago Red Stars. This will be Sunday at Wake Med Soccer Park. You can catch this on ESPN. A very big moment for the league this past weekend. The two matches were wonderful showcases for the NWSL and what it can be and what it can be even bigger in the future. Julie Ertz, I want to take you to her because I know you wish you had two of her because you've played her in midfield. You've played her at the back. Just talk about her attitude, her commitment to the game, and her passion for the game, because I think that really just flows through when people watch her play.
Yeah, well, I mean, Julie's the backbone of the team. You know, we drafted Julie out of Santa Clara. She was just Julie Johnson then. She wasn't Julie Ertz, the rock star then. So watching her growth as a soccer player and as a person has been a special thing for myself. And, you know, the best thing I can say about Julie is Julie's just a winner. You know, she wants to win. And there's no moment that's too big for her. So she's constantly organizing on the field, constantly looking for problems before they occur to solve them. And if you look at Julie's path to where she is from, you know, the last two World Cups ago to originally getting cut from that team and then working herself back into it and making a FIFA 11 as a center back. And then post-Olympics, where she kind of got herself put onto the bench and then stayed true to it and worked hard and reinvented herself as a six and then made the FIFA All-11 team as a six. It's just a testament to Julie and her fortitude and her perseverance. But if you spend a week with her and her mentality and her mindset, it becomes very clear why she's like that and why she's had the success that she's had. So I haven't been around a better leader than her. When you take all of the components of what leadership is about, you know, there's a reason she won a U-20 World Cup as a captain. There's a reason she's led the U.S. to two World Cups. And hopefully she can lead us to the promised land this weekend.
Talking to Rory Dames here. All right, let's get into this game this weekend because this is very interesting tactically because North Carolina Courage, obviously, this tremendous team speed, this mobility. It's a high-pressing game. They keep the energy high. It's what they did against Reign FC. Vlatko Andonovski came out with a good plan in that game, kept his team in the game. They had good goalkeeping. How do you approach this team with so many weapons? And I'm not, I don't want you to feel as though I'm slighting the Chicago Red Stars because you got weapons of your own and you got international players. But this is a pretty scary beast in the Courage.
Yeah, no slight taken. I mean, North Carolina, what Paul's built there, going back to Paul, Charlie, and Aaron when it was Western New York, and then what Paul has carried on over to Carolina it's outstanding. They've built something that we haven't seen before in the club game. And, you know, just the game they played against Leon this year that goes down 1-0, they showed their quality. So they are a special group for whatever reason. We have matched up well with them over the years and the regular season. They've obviously ended our season the last 2 years. We had to go there 2 years ago and play them in the playoffs down there. So we have some experience going down there. But it'll be nice for Paul not to be able to use the underdog card on the weekend. I mean, we're for sure the underdog in this event, and we understand that. But we're looking forward to the opportunity. And it'll be a huge challenge to beat North Carolina in North Carolina, especially in the final. But we're really relishing the opportunity to get down there and give it a go.
Rory, do you have to stand up to them in midfield? And then that would bring the obvious question, and I know you don't want to reveal too much because we're a number of days away. You are still preparing for this game, but I do want to kind of get a little bit of tactical here for the audience. Is there a possibility you play a Julie Ertz in midfield to combat that box? What does it look like to you from the outside at this point?
Yeah, well, I mean, we've played them three times this year. We beat them twice at home, and we tied them at their place, and we've played them differently all three times. And I think one of the biggest things with Carolina is if they have the ability to prepare for exactly what you're going to do, you're probably going to be in for a long day. So to have some variation in how you go up against them, I think, is important. We actually haven't played Julie in the back line against them yet this year. So it's not beyond reason to think that Julie can move into the midfield and Katie Naughton could plug back into a center back or Sarah could slide back inside. But when we played them there last time, we played them in a 3-6-1. So we matched their box. We got some width against them and then kept Sam up high. sat a little lower against them in one game, got up high and pressed them in a different game. So I think there's a few different ways to, about going against them. But I think the three main keys with Carolina is you can't let their front runners get in behind you. You can't let their outside backs wrap up high and just be able to deliver service after service. And you have to know where their two tens are. When it's Dabena and Crystal, you have to know where those guys are all the time. And what's really hard about playing against them is you can get two of those areas right and one wrong, and they'll beat you 3-0 because you got the one area wrong. So it's a big pass to go down there. We'll definitely have to be good tactically. I think we might have an area or two where we'll pose a problem for them, but it'll be an interesting game. You know, every time when they beat us 1-0 2 years ago, came off a corner kick in the 90th minute that deflected, and there wasn't a lot in the game from chances, but it was a very tactical battle. And then when we played them last year out in Portland in the playoffs, you know, we hit a crossbar, we hit a post, and then Jeff got him behind us off of a goal kick. And if you get caught chasing the game against them, it gets real hard too. So they don't really have any weak spots. They can hurt you a lot of different ways. You just kind of have to pick your poison with them and take your chances when you get them.
Rory, a big thank you for coming on and doing this on short notice. Best of luck this weekend when you take on the North Carolina Courage, and best of luck to you and the Chicago Red Stars. I think it's going to be a tremendous final. Looking forward to watching it.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.